You remember when the episodes used to just be me saying things like, "Wow!"
Yeah, I'm really glad we moved past that one.
You did say, "Joe, you have to be as wacky as possible," so...
No. You really misunderstood that. I was saying, "Joe, can you be a consummate professional?"
And what I heard was, "Joe, can you be a bumbling idiot?"
By the way, there have been 15 guests since our last...
time that we had a Joe and Lars episode?
Yeah. By the way, this is a fine time to start the episode, so welcome to the first podcast. This is Lars, your main host and editor. And with me, as always, is Joe.
Oh, hello, and thank you for joining us for another exciting episode of the first podcast. My name is Joe, and I'm going to be your co-host today.
It's been 15 episodes since we've done one. Just
15.
Like, just
I was
two
looking
of us.
Through the list right now, and I'm like, has it really been 15? And like, at least 15. So, time for a first podcast without a guest in a month.
Let's catch our breaths here for a bit. Like, we've been kind of going, you know, big dick this whole time, and we haven't actually like taken a break to do any sort of retrospective or anything like that. I think we should catch up.
You know, I agree, Lars. I think that we should just sort of reflect on what's happened and what's going to happen. The milestones that we have hit and will hit. For instance, we hit, I think since the last episode that we put out, that was just a Lars and Joe episode, 7,000 listens, 8,000 listens, and
9,000
listens.
And we've had some pretty crazy guests on in the meantime.
Everyone is a hero of their own story with the Elder Scrolls creator, Vijay Lakshman.
He just randomly emailed us and said, can I be on your show?
And he was promoting something and wanted to promote it on our show, and we had him on. And
just the creator of the Elder Scrolls. No big deal.
And 80 other titles. Crash Bandicoot, Lord of the Rings Online.
He is quite the video game development slut.
Very humble, because he does not consider himself a giant. Not like the creators of Pac-Man. To him, that was it. Pac-Man. That, you know, like,
oh, are they kind of assholes?
No,
or?
Like, he's
oh,
no
you're
giant.
Just saying,
to
like,
him,
for
he's
his perspective.
No, yeah,
okay,
for
okay,
Vijay,
okay.
He said, oh, you know, I could have created something really, really giant like Pac-Man.
Oh, okay. I thought that you had, like, found out that the creators of Pac-Man were, like, just terrible people. I was going to be so sad.
No, that was something Vijay specifically mentioned on our episode.
It's been that many episodes that I had forgotten.
That's
that.
Okay. It was just I just remember it for some reason.
That was a month ago, dude.
Yeah, it's been a month since we had a Joe and Lars episode. That means anyone who started listening in the last month and hasn't listened to any older episodes, you don't even know. Before the guest episodes, we had guestless episodes. And
you have no idea what the show's foundations are at all.
You should go back and just listen from the beginning. Be prepared for a lot of awkward moments and cringe. But
yeah, imagine, like, you know how Joe has his moments during the episodes now?
That's after I've gotten good at being a talk show host. Imagine when I've never done it before.
Imagine Joe unfiltered and unmastered.
Yeah, unmastered.
And then we talked to actress Lennox Knight, who... basically, the whole episode was just about Dragon Ball Z, that was actually pretty fun.
Shakespeare actually wrote Dragon Ball Z.
It's true. Listen to the episode to find out how. And then Sarah McInerney, who I finally learned how to pronounce her name.
The Harvard of the Midwest. I recommended that she call her show the, because she does a podcast, or she wants to start, I guess, the Sarah McInternet podcast.
Or the
Sarah McIntyre podcast, because it's easier to spell and pronounce.
But yeah. She could just change her name. It'll be fine. Yeah.
I mean, Freddie Mercury wasn't born Freddie Mercury.
I don't know if that's true. I'm assuming that's correct.
Then after that, we did...
You gotta answer the question, Joe.
Yeah, of course.
I don't know Queen facts.
Let me check. Freddie Mercury, Wikipedia.
I don't see anything about that.
God damn it. Look up Freddie Mercury birth name.
Freddie Mercury was born Farrokh Balsara.
There you go.
Yeah, that's... I can see why you changed that.
Well, he was also born in India.
Oh, so it's just like Steve there?
No, he was born in Zanzibar.
In Zanzibar?
Zanzibar.
Like Psycho Mantis?
I guess so.
That ninja?
If you say so. He was born as the lead vocalist of the rock band Queen.
He was born as their vocalist?
That's right. That was when he wrote the song Radio Gaga.
No, that's Lady Gaga, dude.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Anyway,
the next episode was just the boys back again.
With Ohan and Richard. Richard is a game master, and Ohan is an apprentice. What? It's true.
Oh, the way that you said it, at first I heard you say, Richard is a game master.
Richard is a game master.
I was like, that's rude.
He is. He's the game master.
He's the game master.
The game master.
Yeah, the game master.
The game master. Okay.
All right. Hi, Richard, if you listen to this.
Hi.
Oh, boy.
Thanks for coming on the episode.
Then we did an episode with Robo-Rob. That was one of my favorites so far.
And after that, we did an episode with the self-described female James Franco, Amanda Cusack.
That was a good episode as well. By the way, I don't want to, like, just read off a list of all of our episodes. Let's just... Are there any others that really stood out to you?
All of them.
Over the last couple weeks?
We did Luke from Not My Fault,
mm-hmm.
and Unusual Videos. Another Ohan episode, which was just an Ohan episode. So.
Rude.
Sorry, Ohan. Then mm-hmm. we interviewed Shirley Rains, or Beauty to the Streets, who does a very good deed when she is volunteering in the streets of L.A. for homeless people.
By the way, we didn't really... Like, it was an interview in name, but it was mostly just her kind of stealing the show at that point. Like, she just kind of told her entire story, which was great.
Yeah, but we did tell her we were just going to kind of let her talk about whatever she wanted.
Yeah, and boy, did she ever.
Well, she had a lot to say, and
yep.
we were happy to listen. And mm-hmm. so, after that, we did an episode with Hunter Haas, AM 950. That's local, right? AM 950 is different here than in Minnesota.
Yeah, that was pretty awkward. I'm going to say it myself.
All right.
Yeah, he's a host on AM 950 in Chaska, Minnesota. He's Hunter Haas. He's the voice of progressive reason in the area.
After that, we did an episode with fashion designer Free, who is the exact opposite of what you'd expect from Supreme.
And that's why the episode is called The Exact Opposite of Supreme. It's a quote from the episode.
There's a story about that. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
Or don't stay tuned. You can actually
listen to this episode first and then,
you probably have already listened to it.
And if you haven't, what are you doing, dude? Go catch up.
Those are all the guests that we've interviewed in the past month.
That's not true.
Minus the ones
because at this point, the other ones will be.
Exactly. Yep. We've got like 5 in the queue, I guess, right?
Yeah, there's a couple more in the queue, by the way, that we haven't released yet, but chronologically, they will be out by the time this episode is out. I don't know why I said that so weird.
Should we talk about them anyway, then? Since they're not out.
Yeah, because they'll be out at this point.
All right.
We had a repeat guest, Chelsea Sanders from the Stupid Sequels podcast, in which we reviewed
Sanders.
The worst movie, at least I have ever seen.
Shark Exorcist. It was pretty horrible.
Yeah. I can't think of a single worst movie out of probably 1,000 at least that I've seen. I can't think of a worse one. It was unbelievably bad.
Snow White? I mean, one of the best cinematic masterpieces.
Like a common children's movie that like everyone loves.
Cinematic masterpiece.
Well! Whether it is or not, I mean, it's just, it's an odd choice, but okay.
You remember when the episodes used to just be me saying things like, wow!
Yeah, I'm really glad we moved past that one.
You did say, Joe, you have to be as wacky as possible. So
No. That's you really misunderstood that. I was saying, Joe, can you be a consummate professional?
And what I heard was, Joe, can you be a bumbling idiot?
All right, that's a good cold open right there, I think.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And then we talked to we actually kind of had a twofer in that episode, which was that half of it was drag queen Miss Toto, mm-hmm. and another half of it was fitness instructor Rock Evans, who are actually one and the same.
yeah, not only a fitness instructor, a bodybuilder who has, I guess,
two very different lives that kind of weave together really well.
He has painted the picture of going to a competition as a bodybuilder, going home and showering and going straight to the drag competition. And he was also rated the number one drag queen in Miami by both the magazine and the People.
Which, do you know how many drag queens there are in Miami? Like, that's actually a pretty big honor.
Yeah.
Like, if I was going to be a drag queen, I feel like Miami might be, like, the holy grail at that point, so.
He told us that his mother finally accepted him as doing something valuable with his life.
Yeah, not accepted him as an LGBT individual, just, like, as his, like, career choice.
Career choice,
like, it's,
yeah.
It's fine that you're gay, but it's like, really, dude? And then, but then now he's, like, now he has that in his pocket. Well, she as Miss Toto, but
she as Miss Toto, he is, right, exactly, Rock Evans.
And then we had an episode with one of my favorite little quotes of all time with comedian Evan Cassidy, which...
Oh, yeah. We were laughing about this constantly.
I almost don't want to, like, ruin the joke because it was like we really
don't
misheard him.
Don't ruin the joke. Just listen to the cold open on Evan Cassidy.
Well, the cold open is something else.
Well, listen to the cold open and listen to the whole rest of the episode. It's
listen to the cold open and then continue to listen to the rest of the episode.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
He's a comedian. We had an actual comedian on, guys. An actual, honest-to-goodness comedian. You can see
him
perform.
As opposed to someone trying to be a comedian.
Lars.
Yes?
Hey.
Hey.
So, if you enjoy Evan Cassidy, you can actually go see him where he performs. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah vibes.
Yeah, that's fuck as in F-O-C-K.
Fuck so yeah nation.
So it's kosher.
It's exactly. It's halal, even.
I don't know if that's true. I don't know the rules for halal.
It's halal.
I know. Have you seen the Epic Food Review with iDubbbz and H3H3 where they eat pork knuckles? That's what that's from. That's a reference.
What are you saying? I mean, how long does it take you to go from Zed to 60?
What?
Just kidding. Zed means Z. It doesn't even mean zero.
I was like, wait, but that doesn't mean what he thinks it does.
From Z to 60.
All right, so on the upcoming guest list,
how long does it take to go from Zed Echo Kazakhstan?
What?
I don't know how to spell.
Zed Echo Kazakhstan?
No, just...
Kazakhstan?
Nyagzimaz, my name is Borat.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'm really surprised you like that movie. Considering it's one of the most virulently anti-Semitic things I've ever seen in my entire life.
Well, I can laugh about it, because I'm a Jew.
It's satirical, obviously. Like,
yeah.
The joke is that he's a huge racist. Yeah.
Yeah, plus you know he's Jewish, right?
Yeah, he's very Jewish, yeah. That's true.
That'd be pretty weird if you liked the movie, like, unironically. And you didn't know he's Jewish. You just think it's some guy making fun of Jews, and you're like, yeah, I love it.
Yeah, I mean, it is some guy making fun of Jews, but it's
but
a Jew
Jewish.
Making fun of, yeah.
And a comedian, yeah. And someone who constantly pushes the envelope.
Is he done with that, by the way? Like, is that...
Probably, yeah, if the boy at care.
No, I just mean, like, he's kind of like, he did Borat, he did Bruno, and he did...
He did another one with...
Ali G.
Yeah, he's done a lot of movies. The thing that he did lately was interview... politicians for This Is America and exposed some politicians, like, just trolled them. Have you seen This Is America?
Don't catch you slipping up.
What do you mean?
Look what I'm whipping up. This Is America.
Oh, I didn't see what you posted.
I didn't. You mentioned This Is America.
Yep.
So I was giving you the lyrics.
What lyrics?
To This Is America, the wildly popular song that you were talking about, right?
No, This Is America. It's the name of a TV show.
Oh, okay. So I was way off. Okay, all right. I thought you were talking about the Childish Gambino song that was massive.
No.
So on the guest docket is DJ Roborob again, possibly with Chuck Nunn in the rear, not in his rear, but you know, sharing
the
episode.
Proverbial rear.
That's a good episode title. We're going to have...
Robo-Rob in the proverbial rear.
We're going to have Scuba Stefan, The Return of Alexandria Brown, Crooked, Kygan Games. They're the creators of Simulacra. Joe, did you play that yet?
No, I forgot.
Well, play it, dude. Like, we gotta prepare.
Okay.
Bitch.
Why is it that you can call me bitch, but I can't say, like, shut up, Lars. Shut the fuck up. Rawr!
You can, and you have, and you used to all the time. That was your main joke.
But you, on the earlier episodes. I stopped out of respect.
I thought you stopped because it was cringy.
It was cringy, and that is why I stopped. So, okay. You're right.
So, also, we're going to be talking... This is still definitely happening. It's just been something that's been kind of a nightmare to schedule because it's taken a long time. We're going to be talking to two anonymous members of Antifa. The individuals in question are legitimate. Unfortunately, it's kind of difficult to be able to prove that. So, I mean, you can take us at our word or not, but I can confirm that these are the people that are involved in Antifa in the location that I can't disclose either. It's going to be really tricky to provide any sort of verification for that, but it is them. So, next on the list, we have Merev Harrington, who you may recognize from How I Met Your Mother. And then we have a guest that I think Joe should explain.
So, after that, we're going to have on Johnny Chung, the self-proclaimed king of Uber, who has his own podcast where he talks about everything that you would want to know Uber-wise. We're going to talk about some stories that he has to tell.
And you know how there's that quote in Game of Thrones about anyone who calls himself the king is not the king?
Maybe we can talk about that.
Yeah. We can see if he's, legit.
Put him to the test.
Rake him hard over the coals and see what happens. Mm. No, it'll probably just be, like, funny stories about Uber and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's it for all the upcoming guests. We should do these way more often because this has kind of been beefy to get through. Just the catch-up with, like, which guests we've had on and stuff. But I don't think we're gonna. I mean, we're kind of already too busy. That's, like, we decided to move away from, like, guestless episodes, mostly for marketing reasons, and also because we enjoyed doing the episodes with interviews more.
We wanted to transform the show into less of a variety show and more of
Well, the variety comes from the guests now.
Like, right, so we're actually more of a variety show, which is what we wanted to do originally, where we have different segments and whatnot.
Yeah, and Joe's now we just lying completely only about with that guests. At the beginning. Yeah, but he's telling the truth now. That's a different kind of variety show.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also at this point, it's gotten to where this is actually like kind of the first time where we've had a moment to kind of record something that was guestless. Like pretty much the other nights over the last few weeks, like the weeknights that we've had available for this, we've been recording with guests. So there's just really no time for this anymore.
Yeah, we had such a huge influx of guests wanting to record with us.
Yeah.
Emailing us to come on, and guests that we had reached out to as well, who we had to record with them, and there was no time for
them. It was a delight.
Well, I mean, let me say
Don't
that again.
Don't be rude.
We had all these guests.
Don't be rude.
That we had to.
Yeah.
All these guests that we had to get through. Oh, all these guests that we got to record with.
Okay.
And had to.
Strike three, but I'll allow it since you got through it eventually.
Let's do that awkward fourth. The guests that we had to record. Damn it.
I can't tell if that was scripted.
Now time for the awkward fifth. We had to get through all the guests. Damn it.
Just an editor's note here. I went ahead and let Joe flounder as long as I could here. I'm going to go ahead and include some background music to make it more enjoyable for all of us.
Anyway, why don't we talk about our new project?
well.
Django, get out of there! Stop making... He's making such noise. This cat of mine. Alright, I think he stopped.
Oh, dude, we forgot to mention another guest is coming back recently, and I'm gonna wait till the quarter drops for you. Who could it be?
Let's see.
Kind of a big deal.
Oh, I'm no good. I'm no good on the spot.
Clearly.
Mareev?
Nope. It's Merev.
Merev?
And no, not her.
Angelica?
Well, I mean, I don't want to insult any of these people by saying they're not big, but just
Alexis.
Like, no, that's not the one. Yeah.
We're going to have Alexis back on.
Remember her?
If you're one of the original listeners who knows who Alexis is, she's making
Alexis
a return. Keating.
Yeah, Alexis if Keating. You don't know who she is, I almost don't want to like get into it too much. Like, I feel like you should just go listen to the old episodes where she was on them as
listen
a host.
Listen to episode 2 where she made her premiere. I had my audition to be on the show on episode 1. She had her audition on episode 2.
Yeah.
And we both made it forward.
Yep.
And then life got in the way for her. And for me, I have no life, so.
Yeah.
Which is a
like
sad,
tonight
here nor
Joe
there.
Was like, let's keep the episode short because I want to make sure I can hang out with my cats.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
Lars literally said, do you want to record for 3 hours tonight? And I said, 3 hours? And he said, yeah, if you're free. And I was like, I'm not really free. I mean, I have to spend time with my cats.
Yeah, that's unironically the truth.
That's literally verbatim what I said.
Yeah. I did. It was one of those situations where, like, if we were on The Office, I would have, like, looked at the camera and did that, like, that gym look. But
a shrug. I'm actually making a short film. Lars, I don't think I told you this. I have a script for it, and it's about the Joe character at work.
Oh, Joe... Nebraska Coeds 9.
Yes, exactly. Nebraska Coeds 9. We're turning into a short film. I have a producer for it already and a editor, and I'm going to direct it. And so the Joe character on this thing is basically that guy at work.
You can. And you don't have to bother, dude. You can get back to me like when this actually does happen. Like, this seems like another Joe idea, where it's like, you're like, oh, I should do anal topography, or
I
like,
should,
you know, you
should
like have an idea.
Yeah.
And it's my like, it's not necessarily a bad idea, it's just like, you have a lot of them all the time, and
I know. How do you decide which ones to follow, you know? You have to just see what your passion is, and you just have to follow it all, or at least, like, start to research it until you get bored.
That really shows your non-committal attitude towards it. Researching until you get bored.
Yeah, I mean, if you're researching something and you're not really picking up an interest in it, and it was just like, oh, you were curious how cars got made, so you look it up, but you're not really that passionate about it, then you'll find that out, but you have to at least start to pursue it, you know? Or if you want to learn about the justice system, so you go on YouTube, but it turns out you really just wanted to watch cops videos.
Maybe we should do a segment first, but I was going to suggest we get into our voicemails.
Yeah, I haven't listened to them. You wanted to hear my response.
Yeah, I wanted to hear your hot take on them, because, like, unfortunately, if one of us listens to them, there's nothing we can do about that, but there's a chance for at least one person to get, like, a good reaction out of it, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
Where do I find it exactly? Is it like on the Gmail?
Well, I was saying, like, do you want to do a segment first or?
Yeah, let's do it. I can.
Okay. Go for it.
Where do I get to the voicemail?
That's not funny, dude. You said you could be entertaining.
I'm not your fucking monkey. I'm not going to dance for you.
This is your show, dude. Like, this is our podcast. If we got to be funny on it. Like,
oh, we're not recording.
That gag doesn't work anymore because we have Craig on Discord, so... Ooh. Oh, let's explain that for the new listeners, by the way. Like, let's make a habit of explaining the older gags if they come up.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So, on the older episodes, I used to routinely joke that my audio was not recording the entire episode. It would go something like this. We would finish recording, and I would say, oh, no. And Lars would say, oh, Joe's doing his gag again. And I would say, I was not recording that entire episode. And Lars would say...
Yeah, to explain to the guests, like, oh, no, 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 he's just... He'll say that. He'll say all his things.
I said,
and then he'd
no,
like,
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I have not been recording this whole episode. Are you guys good to go again? Can we start over right now? And at this point, the guest is saying how tired they are. And
no, they knew that you weren't doing it because I was, like, shutting down the gag very, like, swiftly every time.
But I kept going with the gag.
Yeah.
I just kept doing it, and that sort of... I think it's much funnier than some of our other gags, for sure. Like the luggage...
It's definitely, I'll give you that one. It's funnier than the luggage gag.
All right, see?
Because there's comedic value in it, that's true.
Yeah, exactly.
As opposed to just asking all the guests if they like luggage, because it gives you kind of a half stiffy.
It doesn't give me a half stiffy.
A full one?
Well.
At this point.
Mostly professional. We try to keep things mostly professional here.
He partially wants to fuck the bag, is what he's saying.
Something like that.
Let's listen to the voicemail.
Perfect.
All right, I'm gonna send it to the staff chat.
I'm gonna press play in 1, 2, 3 now.
Hey, what's up, guys? My name's Scott. I have a question for Joe.
All
Joe,
right.
When was the last time you cried?
Oh, God damn it! All right, Scott. Here's my response to you. I don't know who you are. I don't know what your game is. I don't know why you asked me that, but I'm gonna answer your question. It was earlier today. Because I was watching Golden Buzzer auditions, and they always make me cry. They always make me cry. That's why I listen to them. Scott. I'm disgusted. And also delighted. Thanks, Scott.
Yeah, thanks for your voicemail, buddy.
Thanks for sending that in.
Yeah, if you guys want to send voicemail, just go ahead and leave us a voice clip on our Facebook Messenger or via email. We actually have a number set up for this, but I don't think it's quite ready for voicemail. It's on Google Voice. I have to set that up.
I'm going to listen again.
Okay.
Hey, Scott. All right. There it is. That's the kicker. Oh, man. That is pretty funny.
I'm really glad that that was our first voicemail.
Do you know who that is? You know who Scott is?
Yeah, I think I know who it is, yeah.
Who's Scott? Who is Scott? Like,
I think I know who it is, yeah.
Who is it?
Someone named Scott who listens to the show.
Just a fan?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
That's pretty funny. So we would like to encourage everybody to send those in. Where can they send those? How does that work?
Explained that a minute ago.
Oh.
So rewind about a minute. Rewind. Unfortunately, I can't actually rewind to that point because there'd be an infinite loop to the episode.
Rewind!
Anyway, I think after that voicemail, that's about as much humor I can stomach for one night. I'm pretty full.
Okay.
What about you?
I'm gonna have some humor in bed.
Yeah, I feel like being in bed with you would be very humorous. That's true. Mm-hmm. It'd be pretty wacky.
So, I don't know about you, Lars, but I'm feeling cheesy. Gonna have some Cheetos.
Wait, no, can you not eat chips right now? Like, can we actually, like...
I love chips.
Yeah, I think at least 5 episodes now, I've had to, like, make severe edits to your audio just to get all the chip noise out.
Well, it's better than the guest that we've had that scratch their balls during the recording.
Can you guys guess who that was, by the way? But
funny story. My mom used
is
to...
Is it?
Yeah. It's a funny story. It's kind of an endearing, kind of a computer illiterate story sort of thing. My mom used to date this guy when I was in, I guess, junior high, part of high school. And he would always say, whenever we didn't know how to do something...
Are you saying one of them was an adult?
No.
Or they were both...
Both adults.
Okay.
My mom used to date this guy when I was in junior high or in high school, and my mom was an adult and I was in school.
I thought you were saying that she was like in junior high and was dating some like older guy.
No, Lars, let me finish. So
I'm just explaining like why I was so confused.
He seemingly didn't understand website URLs, so anytime that we didn't know how to do something like comb our hair properly or something, he would just be like,
he'd look up the website.
He would just say, Hey, why don't you just go to www.howdoicombmyhair? No .com, no anything. Like, I think he was joking, but there's a small part of me that just thinks that's how he talked, and that's how he understands the internet.
At a certain point, if someone did that to me, I'd just be like, okay, yeah, I'm gonna go do that. Look, it doesn't work.
I think we did do that at some point. Like, look, we're here. He's like, no, you gotta go to Google. That's not what you said. It was just funny. It was just a funny thing to say. So...
A www.funnythingtosay?
www.funnythingtosay.
Oh, he didn't even say www, he's just said 2?
Yeah, www. Like, dot, that's a funny thing to say. Sometimes yeah. He would say .com. I think once he said .org or .net, this was funny.
By the way, just reblog to save a life here. We don't use this website at all, and we don't encourage it at all, but if you want to go to www3.movies...
What are you doing?
Wait.
We can't do this.
Can't do what?
By talking about it, it's like we're saying that we approve of it.
No, I'm saying we don't approve of it.
Oh, okay. We don't approve of this website. What's the URL that we don't approve of?
www3.fmovies.2. We never use it at all.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right. Well, I think we're going to wrap it up.
I'll wait till you're done eating, dude. I mean, go ahead.
All right.
Thanks for listening to the first guestless episode of the first podcast in a long time.
That's right. My name's Joe, signing out for me and Lars. If you want to follow us on social media, you can go on Instagram, hashtag T1Podcast.
That's nuts. That's a really roundabout way to get there.
www.tmuchpodcast.
Yeah, www.t1podcast.com. You can actually listen to the show on Audioboom directly on there in an iframe, or if you want, you can go ahead and check out all our links on there to our social media websites and such. There's also our link tree, which is on there.
We're on Facebook and Twitter. We need more people to like us on Twitter. We have been neglecting the Twitter. I really wish that wasn't
true. I hate Twitter, but yes, that's true.
Lars and I are both two old men, so we don't use Twitter. But I do not endorse that statement,
but I also don't really like Twitter. It's whatever. But yeah, we actually do need to interact with our fans more on there. T1 Podcast, if you want to follow us, we'll follow you back. T1
Podcast, we'll follow you back. Let me give the Patreon.
I'll give the Discord afterwards, then we'll go.
What is the Patreon? T1 Podcast?
Oh my god, Patreon. I'll do it then, because you don't know.
I can say it once I know. I don't have to know it this very second.
You do all have right, to know T1 it. Podcast. You need to memorize these.
All right, Scott it.
Scott it?
Scott it. All right, well, thanks for joining us for another exciting episode. One last thing, if you wanted to support us on Patreon, because you like what we do and want to see us succeed, go on patreon.com/T1podcast. Give us your money. We'll spend it wisely. Not all in one place, all right?
Yeah, unless there's like a really good deal on an Xbox or something.
Right,
but yeah.
Then we'll spend it all in one place. Walmart.
Once.
Or Target.
Or you know, Costco. Any other places where Xboxes are sold. Right, if you happen to know any.
Facebook marketing. Let us know if you know anyone selling one of those too. We do all our filmings live. And you
we
can
don't
join
film
in.
At all.
I think what Lars means to say is we do all of our recording live. And you can join us if you hop on that Discord channel. Not familiar with Discord? You can access it in a browser or download it on your phone or computer.
Yeah, the URL is kind of a mouthful, but we'll go ahead and put a link in the description.
What's that link, Lars?
T1podcast.com. Go to the link section. It's there.
Join us on Discord.
If you're on Discord, you know the nightmare that is the URL
Maybe
itself.
Maybe we should post our recording... Maybe we should post our schedule... our calendar so that people can tune in to episodes they're interested in.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. That'd be fun.